Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedgin of Chavdal and Aware Star and Chav Gimel Amud Bey is the bottom line of the words Ki Asa Ravin. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Batsi Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So we're in the middle of a lengthy discussion trying to explain the machlokes in the Mishnah between Rameir and the Chamim regarding passing judges and Edim. Rameir had said that one Baal Din, one litigant, could pass the Dayanim and Edim of the other one, whereas the Chum said he can't unless he has proof. So Gemara tells us Ki Asa Ravin, Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael Amar Biachan, and he said the name of Biachan, Reisha Be'edim Sulam V'Dayanim Ksherim. The Reisha of the Mishnah that says he could pass the Dayanim is talking about where the Edim were already proven to be apostle, and there was no proof regarding the Dayanim. The Baal Din simply said those Dayanim are apostle, and the reason why he's believed is Migi the apostle Edim, since he apostled the Edim, he brought good proof that these Edim are no good. Apostle Nam Dayani, we believe him in regards to the Dayanim as well. And Seifa, what about the end of the Mishnah? The Rav Meir said he could apostle the Edim, that's talking about the Dayanim Sulam, the Edim Cherim, where the Dayanim were already proven to be apostle, and the Edim were still kosher, meaning they weren't proven to be apostle yet. And the Migi the apostle Dayanim, since he apostled Dayanim already, he proved that they were no good. Apostle Nam Edim, he's also believed to apostle the Edim, even though he doesn't have proof. However, Maskel Rav Rabba asked on this. Bishlam migu the pasli edim pasli nami dayani. We understand that he has this migu that if he pasul the edim, we believe him in regards to dayanim as well because ikabedina achrina. There's another bezdin they could technically go to. Therefore, we can't necessarily say that he's no gab bedavar that he has a vested interest in pasling this bezdin because there's always another bezdin to go to. Therefore, we'll believe him in regards to dayanim as well. Elo migu the pasli dayani pasli nami edim. But in regards to the second migu, that since he successfully pasled dayanim, he's also believed to pasul the edim even though he doesn't have proof. How can we say that? Vo edim suleka. There aren't any other edim here. There's only one group of edim, and that means that he is no gab bedavar. He does have a vested interest in passing these Edim, so he can't pass them just by saying, oh, they're apostle. He would have to bring a real proof. How could we say this migu? The Gemara answer is, where the Baal Din, who brought the first set of Edim, actually claims to have another group of Edim, and therefore the Baal Din, passing the first group of Edim, is not Negev Adavar, so he's believed. Ask the Gemara, let's say there isn't another group of Edim, then what? And the answer is, you're right, he can't pass them. Ask the Gemara, that's the same exact thing as Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi had come from Eretz Yisrael and given an answer in the Rabbi Yechanan, and this is very similar. This is exactly what Rav Dimi said. The answer is Ikabinao Migu. The difference between them is Amigu. Demar Savar Amrin Amigu. Ravin does hold the concept of Amigu. Umar Savar Lo Amrin Amigu. Whereas Rav Dimi does not hold Amigu. Now we go back to something that we had said on Amud Aleph of the previous Gemara. Gufa, it was stated previously, Amar Shlakish. Shlakish had said, Pek Kadosh Rav Dar Zeh. Could a holy mouth say such a thing? This is Rav Shlakish trying to answer for Rav Meir. Rav Meir's explanation of the Mishnah seemed to not make sense. So Rav Shlakish said, no, it can't be that's what Rav Meir was saying. Tani, it must be that we teach in the Mishnah Eidai, his individual aid, and not Eidim. In other words, Rav Shlakish was explaining to Rav Meir to say the one Baal Din isn't allowed to passel the Edim of the other Baal Din. He is only allowed to passel the individual aid of the other Baal Din. So now the Gemara asks, Ainis, is this really so? Does it make sense that Rav Shlakish would try to defend and speak so reverently of Rav Meir? Va'amar Ula, Ula said, Horeyas Rav Shlakish beis medrash, as almost how Rav Shlakish beis medrash, kilu oikar harim toichan zebezeh, it's as if he was picking up mountains and grinding them against each other. He was so incisive and sharp, he'd always take the svaras of other people and grind them under mountains. And when you have such a person who's so sharp and so learned, he's usually not that complimentary of other people. So it doesn't make sense that he would say this about Rav Meir. However, Amar Ravina, Ravina says on this, Balei kol ra'i Rav Meir beis medrash, anyone he sees Rav Meir in beis medrash, kilu oikar hari harim v'tachan zebezeh. It's as if he's uprooting the greatest of mountains and grinding them against each other. So it actually does make sense that Rav Lakish would speak in such deference and reverence of Rav Meir. As we're answering this, this is really what we're saying, come and see how the Chum of Eretz Yisrael cherish each other and show love towards one another. Kiyad Yosef Rebbe, just like when Rebbe was sitting in the Kamar and he said, Asrul Hatman Sinsoinen, one is not be Matman Sinsoinen, he can't take something cold on Shabbos and insulate it in order for it to maintain its cool temperature. We know that one's not allowed to do this with something hot, and the Chiddush of Rebbe is that one can't do this with something cold either. And Amar Lefanav Rabbi Shmuel Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel Rebbe told Rebbe, Abba, my father Rabbi Yosi, Hitul Hatman Sinsoinen, he allowed one to insulate something cold. So Amarle, Rebbe told him, Kfar Hoy Rezakin, the elder already paskin, your father already said this, so I back down. And our Papa, Papa explains, Bare kam chavin zeh zeh, come and see how much Chacham of Eretz Yisrael cherish each other. De'ilu Rabbi Yosi Kayam, if Rabbi Yosi was alive, he would have been subservient. He would have literally bent himself and sat down in front of Rebbe, even though maybe he was a greater Chacham, Rebbe was the Nasi. And the Har Rabbi Yosi, Mali Makam of Yosef Hava, Rabbi Yosi, he filled his father's place, meaning he was as great as a Chacham as his father, and he bent himself and sat in front of Rebbe, meaning he was subservient to Rebbe's Psak, V'ka'amar, and nonetheless, what did Rebbe say? Kvar Hoy Rezakin, the elder Rebbe Paskin, giving deference to Rabbi Yosi, who again, as we just said, Rabbi Yosi himself would have given deference to Rebbe. So you see this great relationship that the Talmid of Chacham of Eretz Yisrael had, and it's the same thing with Rav Shlakish to Rav Meir. That's why he said, Pek Kodesh Yom Dav Rezeh, trying to explain what Rav Meir had said. Rav Shai says something similar, Ma'atech Sev was pshat in the Pasuk, this is from Navi Zechariah, Ve'ekach Li Shnei Maklois, and I took for myself two staffs, Lechad Karsi Yinoim, Lechad Karsi Chayvlim, one of them I called Noyam, which means pleasant, and the other one I called Chayvlim, which means attackers. What's this referring to? Noyam Eil Tamir Chom Shem Eretz Yisrael, Noyam is referring to Tamir Chom Eretz Yisrael, Sheman Imim Zeh Lo Zeh Ba'alacha, they're pleasant or gracious to each other in Alacha, and Chayvlim Eil Tamir Chom Shem Bavel, this is referring to Tamir Chom Bavel, Shem Chalim Zeh Lo Zeh Ba'alacha, that they're always attacking each other in Alacha, they're always very sharp sharp to each other. So you see this difference between the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael and a Bavel. And similarly, we have another pasuk that says, "Vayomer Zechariah Navi said, Elo shnei bnei Yitzhar ha'im demchulu. These are two sons of Yitzhar, which literally means the two sons of oil. And another pasuk says, "Ushnayim Zesim Oleil." Now the question is, why is one pasuk telling us about Yitzhar, which is oil, and another pasuk telling us about Zesim, which is olives? So Yitzhar, oil. And Rabbi Yitzhak, he says, what's this referring to? Elo tamid Chacham Shem Eretz Yisrael is referring to Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. Shnochen zel zeh ba'alachik Shem and Zayis, that they're pleasant and easy going with each other when they discuss halacha, like olive oil is so pleasant and smooth and soothing. Whereas Ushnayim Zesim Oleil, this pasuk talks about Zesim, the olives or the olive trees. Elo tamid Chacham Shem Bavel Shumrum zel zeh ba'alachik Zayis, that they're bitter towards each other when it comes to halachic discussions, like a zayis, like an olive tree, which is bitter. And more about this difference, pasuk in Zechariah tells us, Vesa ina, I raised my eyes, Ve'era, and I saw, Ve'hine shtayim nashim yotzeis, there was two women leaving, V'ruch b'chanfehen, and there was wind in their wings, V'lahene k'nafayim b'chanfeh chsida, and they had wings like the chasida bird, V'tisena so eifa b'en aretz b'en shemayim, and they carried the eifa, which is a measurement of sorts, in between eretz and shemayim, and V'omer al malch, Hadoi v'rabin, I said to the malch who's speaking to me, says the Navi Zechariah, Anahim b'chaz eifa, where they bring this eifa? V'omer al line, he said to me, Livin oslo b'yis b'eretz shinar, they're going to build a house in the land of Shinar. He tells us, Zu chanufa v'gas zeruach. These two women are referring to the midas of chanufa and gas zeruach. Chanufa is obsequiousness. In the vernacular, it's usually called kissing up to somebody when you try to find favor in an inappropriate way in somebody's eyes. And gas zeruach is haughtiness. It's referring to these two midas, shardul bavel, that they went down to Bavel. So we see something perhaps negative about Bavel. Now the Gemara just asks, v'gas zeruach bavel naches, gas zeruach, haughtiness, arrogance, went down to Bavel. Our Meir was stated, asar kabin gas zeruach shardul olam, the 10 measurements of gas zeruach went to the world, and tishanotal elam, 9 were taken by Elam, Bachas Kalim Kuloi, and 1 was taken by the rest of the world. So we see the Gas Ruach went to Elam, not to Bavel. The Gemara answers, Ein Lebavel Naches, you're right, it did go down to Bavel first, Vishtaruve Vishtaruve Elam, but then it ended up rolling down and moving on to Elam. And the Gedam is actually Midoik like this, because the Pasuk says, Livna Islaw by Yisparet Shinar, to build a house for it in Shinar. Shma Mina. Remember, we had 2 Midais going down to Bavel, and then it says to build a house for it in Shinar. It is referring to only one of those Midais. That one Mida remained in Bavel, which is Shinar, and the other one went down to Elam. As well, how can you say that? Omar, it was stated a different time. Simon Gas Ruach Anios. What's the simon for arrogance, for haughtiness? Poverty. And Anios in Bavel Naches. Poverty went down to Bavel. We know there was a lot of Anios in Bavel. So must be the Gas Ruach was there. The Gemara answers, my Anios. What does that mean? Poverty. Anios to Torah. Poverty and Torah knowledge. The Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk from Shir Shirim that literally translated means, we have a young sister who doesn't have breasts. And Omar Biachan explains, what does this mean? Zu Elam is referring to Elam. The people there were only zeicha to learn, but not zeicha to teach. That's what it means. Shadayim ein la. They're only able to learn, but not able to give to others, as a mother is able to nurse her child. And that's the real type of anios, which was exhibited by Elam. And so it makes sense. The gas zeruach went to there because they had anios. Whereas Bavel was not like this, because my Bavel. How do we understand the word Bavel? What's in this name? Amar Biachin explains. Bulul b'mikra, bulul b'mishnah, bulul b'talmud. It's soaked with mikra, mishnah, and talmud. So we see that the people of Bavel not only learned, but they also taught. So they actually did not exhibit anios. Maybe they were poor in material means, but they're very wealthy when it came to Torah. Now, one more perhaps negative thing about Bavel, the Pasuk says, Machshakim ha'shivani k'mesi oilam, he has placed me in darkness like those who are dead forever. And our Rima says, Zet Talmud shel Bavel, this is referring to Talmud Bavli, and the reason why it's considered Machshakim ha'shivani, that Hashem placed me in darkness, because as we had said, that there weren't Noicha Zeba Zeba halacha, that they were very sharp with each other and didn't get along with each other in halacha, and they also didn't come out with clear psak, and that's considered like being in the dark. And we'll go to another Mishnah, going back to discuss who's allowed to be a Dayan, Amar Eloi, let's say one litigant, one Baldin told the other, Nemanolai Abba, my father's trusted to be a Dayan, or Nemanolai Vicha, your father's trusted to be a Dayan, or Nemanolai Shlishi Roy Bakar, 3 Roy Bakar, herdsmen are able to be Dayanim, even though they don't really know much about Torah, nonetheless, I trust to be Dayanim in our case. So Rameir says, Yachalach Zerbai, he's able to backtrack and say, you know what, I don't want my father or your father to be Dayanim. Whereas Chacham say, and Yachalach Zerbai, he can't be chus from that. Once he said, it's okay for my father or your father to be a Dayan, he can't back out. Similarly, another machlek is, one person was chayv a shvua to the other one, and the guy who was chayv to have the shvua made to him said to the one who's chayv to make the shvua, darli b'chai rashcha, just make a shvua to me by the life of your head. Usually when a person makes a shvua in Bezin, it has to be with Nikitas Chayfetz, he has to hold on to Sefer Torah and make a shvua in the name of Hashem. But he's saying, you know what, you don't have to do that, just promise me like one guy promises another one, and I'll take that from you, I'll trust you. So Rav Meir says, Yachalach Zerbai, he could be chayzer from that and say, you know what, I want you to make a proper shvua in Bezin like it's supposed to be made. Whereas Rav Chaim say, and Yachalach Zerbai, he can't backtrack. Once he gave his agreement for this non-standard type of shvua, he has to stick with that. Now the Gemara begins by explaining the first part of the Mishnah. Amar Avdimi, Brid of Nachman, Brid of Yosef, Kigoyin, for example, the Kibbalah Lebechad, he accepted his father or the other guy's father upon himself as a Dayan, as just one of the Dayanim. Not that he was going to be the only Dayan, there was going to be 2 other regular Dayanim, and the third one was going to be my father, your father. Now going to Machlaikas from Meir Nachamim, whether or not he's allowed to back out, so Amar Avdimi, Amar Shmuel, he explains machlokes b'machalcha. The machlokes is if he said machalcha. Avol be'eten lecha divrakol yachal achzer bay. But if it's a case of eten lecha, then everyone agrees he is allowed to back out. What does this mean? So machalcha means when the toivea tells the nitba, the one who's making the claim, trying to get money from the other one, he tells the one who's having the claim made of him. Again, that's the toivea to the nitba. Machalcha, I'll forgive you. Meaning, I'll let you keep the money that I'm trying to extract. Because here, if this bezdin, of which one of those dayanim is the father, finds the nitba correct, then nothing really is being changed. He just keeps the money in his pocket. And so here we have machlokes from the chamim, whether or not he's allowed to back out from that. But when it's eten lecha, meaning the nitba told the toivea, eten lecha, I'll give you, meaning I'll take money out of my pocket and hand it over to you if I'm found guilty, even though my father or your father is one of the dayanim, everyone agrees that he is allowed to be chayzer, he is allowed to retract from his original agreement to use pasul dayanim. And why is this? Because no official kinyan took place. Nothing was done that halachically is mechayev him to abide to his original agreement, and against his one of the dayanim is officially pasul, he is allowed to back out from that. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, be'etan lecha machlokes, machlokes is an etan lecha. Now, Yibayilu, that's one question. In Shitz Rabbi Yochanan, be'etan lecha machlokes, aval machol chadira kol, ein yochal achzer bay. When Rabbi Yochanan said, etan lecha machlokes, does that mean machlokes is only in the case of etan lecha? But in the case of machol lecha, even Rav Meir would agree that he's not allowed to back out, and he has to keep the father's one of the dayanim. I don't know, perhaps, bein bezu machlokes. Then when Rabbi Yochanan said, be'etan lecha machlokes, it means that it's not only etan lecha machlokes, but also machol lecha is still a machlokes. So Tashmari attempted to write the Amar Rava. Rava said, machlokes be'etan lecha. Machlokes is with etan lecha. Avo machol lecha, when he says machol lecha, divrakol in yochal achzer bay. Everyone agrees he can't back out. Now we are b'shleim be'etan lecha machlokes. If you want to say that shitas Rabbi Yochanan is, then etan lecha is machlokes. Avo b'machol lecha, divrakol in yochal achzer bay. In the case of machol lecha, everyone agrees he can't back out. Rava damar Rabbi Yochanan. That means what Rava just said would be just like Rabbi Yochanan. El yamar bein bezu machlokes. But if you want to say that shitas Rabbi Yochanan is that they argue in both etan lecha and machol lecha, Rava damar kaman. Who does Rava hold like? The Gemara says that's not a question. Rava time of the nafshei ka'amar. Rava's own shita. Rava's allowed to argue with Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and so he could be a third opinion. So therefore, we have no proof from here. The Gemara asks Esvei Rav Acha bar Tachliva Rava. Rav Acha bar Tachliva asks Rava. The Sefer the Mishnah told us Hayachayv Chaver Shvua. One person was chayv to make a shvua to the other guy. Vamrulay and the other guy said Darli B'chay Roshcha. Make a neder to me B'chay Roshcha. As we had said, this was a non-standard neder. Rameir says Yochal Achzer Bar. He could be chayzer, but Chamer Melcham say in Yochal Achzer Bar. He can't be chayzer. Chavtal Rama Beis on top. My Lav Ba'isan Hashbayin V'loy Mishalmin. When do we understand that this shvua that we're discussing is referring to a person who makes a shvua and he does not have to pay? For example, a shvua of Ma'ad Miktas. We know it's a shvua where the person makes and he doesn't have to pay the other amount. That's just like a case of machalcha. As we had said, the case of machalcha was that if he's found to be correct, he doesn't have to take the money out of his pocket. And if that's true, then we see that in the case of machalcha, there's a machalikas. The Gemara says, that's not so. But it could be that the case of shvua they're referring to in the Sefer of the Mishnah is referring to Nishbayin V'Noitlin. There are certain cases where a person would make a shvua and get paid because of the shvua that he's making. For example, if the other person is a gazlan, so the gazlan can't make a shvua, the other baldin could make the shvua and get paid. That's like a case of etan lecha. And that means that by etan lecha there would be machlokes, and that we would not necessarily know what the case of machlecha would be. As well, why would that be? That means we're teaching the same thing in the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha is talking about etan lecha, and the Seifa is talking about etan lecha. Why would we need two cases talking about the same thing? The Gemara answers, it's still necessary. Tana Talab Das Acherim, Vitana Talab Das Atzmai. We had to teach Talab Das Acherim and Talab Das Atzmai. Talab Das Acherim is referring to when we're relying on another dayan, on a third party, the dayan who is the father of this one or that one. We also had to teach another case of Talab Das Atzmai when it's just relevant to discussion between the two baladinim themselves, whether he has to make this shvua or that shvua. We had to teach a case regarding that. So actually, the Reish and the Seifa are two separate cases. And Tzricha, we also need these two separate cases, Ditan Talab Das Acherim, if we only had the case of Talab Das Acherim. Again, let's talk about where one of the dayanim is the father of one of the baladinim. I might say the Bahakam Rameir, it's only in this case Rameir says the Matsu Hadar Bey that he's allowed to backtrack and say, you know what, I don't want the father to be a dayan. We shouldn't like Garmer Makni, because maybe he doesn't have 100% Gmiras Das. He's not 100% sold on this person being a dayan. Because he could always say, Miyam de Mizakile, who says that he's going to be Mizaki, meaning who says he's going to paskin properly. Aval Tobel Das Atzmai, when a person's Tobel Das Atzmai, he says, yes, you can make this non standard type of Shvuah to me. Ema, Maiduhul Rabbanon. I might say the Rameir would agree the Rabbanon that he can back out once he said, yes, I agree for you to give a non-standard shvua, he's not allowed to backtrack from that. And Yashmin Baha, if we only had the safe of the Mishnah, I might say the Baha come Rabbanon, it's only in this case Rabbanon say, you can't back out. Because once you said, yes, I'm okay with you making this non-standard shvua, tough luck, you can't back out of that. Avol Bahi, but in the first case of the Mishnah, I'm a Maidule Rabbanon Rameir, I might say Rabbanon agreed to Rameir, that since we're talking about a third party, a father being a judge, maybe the Rabbanon would agree to Rameir, that the guy could back out and say, you know what, I don't want the father to be a Dayan. Tzricha, that's why we have to have both cases to say there's Machlaikis equally between our men or Chamim in both situations. Now we continue discussing this. Shlokish says, Machloikes lifnei Gemar Din. The whole Machloikes of whether or not the person can back out is before Gemar Din, before they officially paskined that this is what the halacha, this is what we have to do. If it was ready after Gemara Din, everyone agrees he can't back out. Even Rav Meir would say he can't back out. They already paskined what the din is. So he can't say, you know what, I don't want the father to be the dayan. Whereas Rav Yochanan says, Machlokes says after Gemara Din, that even though the dayanim were ready paskined, according to Rav Meir, he still had to back out and say, you know what, I don't want them to be dayanim. And by the way, that's one question. She's Rav Yochanan. The same thing we asked on the bottom of Amud Aleph. When Rav Yochanan said that the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chamim is after Gemara Din, does that mean, that if it was before Gemara Din, everyone agrees, meaning even the Chum agreed to Rav Meir, that the guy could back out and say, I don't want the father to be a dayon, or don't perhaps, bein bezu machlokes, then in both situations, it's machlokes. So Toshma have attempted to write, Rava says, kibul of karv apostle, let's say accepted upon himself, you know what, I'm okay with a karv, a relative, or apostle, somebody who's usually apostle to be a dayon, I'm okay with him being a dayon. Lefnei Gemara Din, yachal achzer bai. Before Gemara Din, he could back out and say, you know what, I don't want this. Whereas the Achar Gemara Din, if it was ready after Gemara Din, they already paskin, and yachal achzer bai, he can't back out. No, yeah, b'shlim l'achar Gemara Din machlokes. If you want to say the sheet's Rabbi Yechanan, machlokes is achar Gemara Din, avolifnei Gemara Din, divrei kol yachal achzer bai. But if it was before Gemara Din, everyone agrees that he could back out. Rav Adam Rabbi Yechanan, so Rav would hold like Rabbi Yechanan. Bali b'drabanan in sheet's Rabbanan. El e amr bein bezu machlokes. The machlokes is both before and after Gemara Din. Rav Adam Rabbanan, who does Rav hold like? Alav shma mina l'achar Gemara Din machlokes shma mina. It must be we learn from here that the machlokes Rav Meir Chamim is only after Gemara Din, but before Gemara Din, everyone even Chamim agree that he's allowed to back out and say, you know what, I do not acquiesce to this person being a dayan. And we continue discussing this. Shaul chalei Rav Nachman bar Rav, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, Yilam Dina Rabbeinu, please teach us, Rabbi, lefnei Gemara Din machlokes, oil ach Gemara Din machlokes, is machlokes before Gemara Din or after Gemara Din, and malacha kedivrei mi, who's halacha like? So Shaul chalei, he sent him back an answer. Lach Gemara Din machlokes Rav Meir Lacham in the Mishnah is regarding after Gemara Din, may the guy back out, and Rav Meir holds he's even allowed to back out. Malacha kedivrei Chamim, but malacha like Chamim, that he's not allowed to back out after Gemara Din. Rav Ashi says, Hachi Shaul chalei, this is the question that was sent. Be'etin lacham machlokes, oy b'machol. Is the machlokes in etin lecha or machalcha and machloket rami who's alachalik? And shalachle he sent him back an answer. But etin lecha machlokes, machlokes is in the case of etin lecha and machloket racham and alchazak chachamim. Now besura masnu hachi in sura this is how they had taught. Whereas with padisa masnu hachi in padisa the following is what they taught. Or chanin bar shalamya, or chanin bar shalamya says shalchulim bei rav l'shmuel. They sent the following question from the beis of rav to shmuel liamdein rabbeinu. Please teach us, rabbi, lifnei gemara din v'kanu miyadai mai. Let's say it was before gemara din, meaning it was before the dayanim paskened anything, but they made a kinyan. Before the dayanim sat down to paskin, the bali dinim made a kinyan, meaning through an official act, they established that they're willing to accept upon themselves whatever the dayanim say. What's the din over there? Are they allowed to back out? Even though it's before Gemara Din, at the end of the day, there was a kinyan that binds them to whatever the dayanim say. So Shalchului sent them back, ain't lachar kinyan kulom, there's nothing after kinyan. Once they made this kinyan, binding and being mechayev themselves to what the dayanim say, they can't back out, even though the dayanim didn't paskin yet. And moving on to another Mishnah, continue to discuss the entire of Eli and Apsulin. The following people are puzzled to give eidos and to be dayanim. Number one, Hamasacha Bekovia, those who play with dice. This is usually translated as gambling. Vamal Viribis, those who lend with interest. Umafriche Yainim, those who race pigeons. All of these share the same common denominator that they label the person as a ganiv, and a ganiv is a Rasha, and a Rasha can't be an aid, and for sure not a dayon. The last one is Vesaychre Shvias, people who do business with payrois, produce of Shemitah. We know this is Usser, and a person doing this shows that his desire for money is so strong that he's willing to be Iver for some monetary gain, and therefore he's not trusted as a dayon or aid either, because he could easily be paid off. Now, Rav Shimon says, Betchil originally, Hayukarn and Oisve Shvias, they called them Oisve Shvias, but Mershaber and Osin, once Anosin increased, Chazu Koysen Sechre Shvias, they went back to calling them Sechre Shvias, and the Gemara is going to explain what this is referring to. Now, Rav Yehuda says, Amasai, when is this? Meaning, when is it Masachib Kovya, gamblers, are now to be Edom or Dayonim? That's only Shaylin Omenus Elohu. If that's their only Omenus, that's all they do. Avol Yeshan Omenus Shloihu, if they have a different Omenus, they have a different profession, and they also gamble on the side, Kshan Sun the Kusher. So Gemara asks Masachib Kovya, Micah Avid, what's the problem with Masachib Kovya? A guy gambles, so who cares? Why is he now to be a dayon or an aid? And the answer is, Omer Bar Chama explains, Mishum Tahav Asmachta. It's an Asmachta, Asmachta Leikanya. We know Asmachta Leikanya. Right now, in this understanding, Asmachta means that a person's only playing this game. He's only gambling because he thinks he's going to win. But if he knew for sure that he was going to lose, he definitely wouldn't play. And that means that the winner's considered a ganiv because the other player doesn't willingly give him the money when he loses. Translated into Gemara words, Asmachta Leikanya, this case of gambling, it's not binding. A person's not really mocking their money over, and therefore the winner is taking stolen money, is considered a ganiv, and therefore he can't be a dayan or an aid. Now Rav Sheshes argues and says that no, kol kei gavno lav asmachtahi, that's not considered an asmachta, because the real case of asmachta is when a person says something and he really thinks he's going to be able to do it. For example, a person paid half of a loan and he says, if I don't pay you the other half by a certain date, then I'll pay you the entire sum of the loan even though I already paid you half of it. So even if that date comes and he didn't end up paying the other half, he doesn't have to pay the entire loan. That's because his whole statement that he made, I'll pay you the whole thing if I don't pay the remainder by a certain date, he never really intended it. It's not binding. He thought he was going to pay by that date, and and really was just saying that to encourage himself and to show how serious he was, but he never really meant what he said. And that's what Asmach Lo Kanya means. El Rel Fisha Ein Asukim Yeshuva Shal Olam, because they're not involved in the Yeshuva Shal Olam, they're not involved in anything gainful or in business or anything like that, and therefore cannot be trusted to be an Eid or a Dayan. And the question is, my Benayu, what's an afkamini between these two opinions? Ikim Benayu, the difference is, the Gomer Omnus Achriti, if you learn, then he practices another Omnus. According to Rabbi Bar Chama, since he gambles, he's considered a ganav and can't be trusted, even though he has another profession. But according to Rav Sheshes, since he has another profession, so he is Isaac B'Yeshuva Shal Olam, he is allowed to be an aid and a dayon, even though he happens to gamble on the side. And we see this in our Mishnah. Amar Yehuda tells us, "A Masai, when is this? B'zman she'ein lohen omnus elohu." That's only if this is his only omnus. All he does is gamble. Avol yeshan omnus shalehu. If he has a different omnus, a different craft that he's involved in besides for gambling, charms and their kosher. Now we're just going to conclude the question. Alma seems to be from here. The time of the Masai sin mishum B'Yeshuva Shal Olam hu. The reason the Mishnah is giving for one not being allowed to be an aid or dayon is because he's not being Isaac B'Yeshuva Shal Olam. And if that's so, kashlo Rabbi Bar Chama, that's clearly a question on Rabbi Bar Chama, who seems to say it's because they're a ganiv. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to explain this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.